A Reflection for the Fourth Week of Lent by Father Joseph Nazel. Joel Siegel made his name and fame as film critic for Good Morning America. He died of colon cancer a couple of years ago. He was diagnosed with the disease in 1997, and 2 weeks later, he found out he would become a father. Doctors gave him a 60% chance of living long enough to witness the birth of his child. But for more than 10 years, he beat those odds. But Siegel knew that sooner or later the cancer would catch up with him. So in 2003, wanting to leave some fatherly advice for his young son, Joel Siegel wrote Lessons for Dylan. In the book, he recalls for his son how he felt a few days after learning his diagnosis.
I remember looking out the hospital window at a tree. A tree that had somehow managed to grow large and lush, even though its seed had somehow taken root on a 2-foot-wide split of land between the FDR Drive, one of the busiest highways in America, and the East River, one of the most polluted bodies of water in the world. And I remember thinking about the impossible coincidences that come together to create the miracle of life. I began charting the coincidences that had brought me to this season. I thought of the things I'd been able to do, the places I'd been able to see. My grandmother crossed the same river I was looking out at each day to work in a sweatshop. I'd been invited to the White House and met 3 presidents and hadn't voted for any of them. If whoever had given this time to me wanted to take it back, I decided, I could do it. I could give it back. And somehow, knowing I was able to give life up gave me the strength to hold on. As for miracles, until I saw you being born, Dylan, I didn't have a clue.
The image of that tree growing in an unlikely place outside of his hospital window as Joel Siegel holds in balance his death and the birth of his son, and his willingness to say yes to all of it, captures the essence of what Jesus tells Nicodemus in the Gospel for this fourth Sunday of Lent. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the chosen one be lifted, that all who believe may have eternal life. Jesus was lifted up on a cross, so that whosoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. Moses lifted up the bronze serpent in the desert because people were dying from a plague of snakes. He used the very symbol of the evil they were experiencing to free them from the evil. In the same way, Jesus is nailed to a cross, the method of execution reserved for the most heinous and horrible crimes, a symbol of brutality and torture that becomes the symbol of our liberation and salvation. And in this action of being raised on the cross, he draws the poison of sin and death from our lives. When Jesus is lifted up on the cross, he would draw all peoples to the very heart of God. When we live under the shadow of the cross, we don't have answers or even have a clue to the questions. We come to know what it means to walk this way of the cross and realize we do not walk alone. As St. Paul reminds us in his letter to the Ephesians, God's nature is to be rich in mercy. As Jesus says to Nicodemus, the only thing God wants is to save the world. And that is why Jesus came, not to condemn the world, but to save it. Throughout this journey of recovery, we trace the stories of tender compassion and tenacious courage, and come to know the tree that grows outside the window of our soul is the cross, the sign of our faith. The cross is the invitation that redefines our relationships with one another. With arms outstretched on the cross, Jesus invites all to come and follow. The way of recovery is the way of the cross. But here is our hope. We never walk alone. Let us pray together.
Compassionate and caring Creator, as we journey on this way of recovery, this trail of transformation, help us to embrace the radical demands of discipleship and accept our true identity as children of God. Give us the courage to stand under the weight of our own crosses and discover who we are as your beloved. Loving God, rich in mercy and compassion, as Jesus was lifted up on the cross, we lift up to you all our hopes and all our hearts, all our fears and all our tears, all our guilt and all our grace. Inspire us to be carriers of the cross and bearers of the light who, through your grace, find our way home to you. Amen.